In the light of hadith, 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 in the light of hadith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله we are present our silsila in the light of hadith in this silsila we discuss the beautiful and blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Today there are two very important ahadith and inshallah we will try to cover all the aspects of these ahadith. First hadith is narrated from Hazrat Sufyan bin Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and it had been reported in Muslim Sharif. The text of this narration is عن سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك وفي رواية غيرك قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم رواه مسلم سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله تعالى عنه reported I asked O Messenger of Allah tell me something of Islam which I will not ask anyone else about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam answered, say, I believe in Allah and then be steadfast. Imam Muslim has reported it. The subject of this hadith is steadfastness on faith, on belief, on iman. And that is very important. We know very well that being steadfast over our faith and belief and iman is essential because the importance and the significance of steadfastness have been mentioned in Quran and Hadith. The matter of steadfastness, istiqamat, has been mentioned in Quran as well as in Hadith, as in this Hadith. So first Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told him that قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ say I believe in Allah. Then be steadfast on that. So it has some aspects in it. The first, believe in Allah and in the being of Allah, the attributes of Allah, the commandments of Allah and all the things which are necessary to believe in. So believe in Allah and then be steadfast on that means on no cost you leave iman and your faith whatever it is whatever price is paid to you to leave your iman never leave your faith and then through your practices be steadfast on faith and iman and through your practices show that steadfastness on your faith the importance and the significance of istiqamat is mentioned in Quran and Hadith. There is another Hadith as well. In that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has mentioned إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِ Deeds are judged or would be rewarded on the base of their end. Whatever end would be of a deed, the reward would be given according to that. If someone dies in the state of iman, then his good deeds would be rewarded. And if ma'adallah, if someone dies in the state of disbelief, so then all of his apparent good deeds will go in vain. There wouldn't be any reward on that. He will get some worldly reward on that, but in the hereafter, in the court of Allah, he will not gain any reward. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِ The reward of deeds would be given according to their end. If the end is right, if the end is the state of iman, then he would be given reward otherwise he would be deprived of the reward of his good deeds. Then there is another ayah of the Holy Quran as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla had mentioned, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, means when death approaches you, you must be in the state of faith and iman, otherwise all of your good deeds would go into vain. Then there is another ayah in the Holy Quran which is about istiqamat and steadfastness, and Allah Azza wa Jalla had mentioned many significances and many rewards for being steadfast on faith, on iman. So Allah Azza wa Jalla had mentioned in Surah Hamim As-Sajda, the verse number 30 and 31, Allah Azza wa Jalla had mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. The same words which are in hadith are in this ayah. In hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. And in this ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, means that hadith is the commentary of this ayah. As there are many ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which are the commentary of the verses of the Holy Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, verily those who say our Lord is Allah and then they stay steadfast, the angels will descend on them saying, fear not nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of paradise which you have been promised. We are your friends in the life of this world and in the hereafter. Therein you shall have all that your inner selves desire, and therein you shall have all for which you ask for. Now look at the rewards. How many rewards are for those people who are steadfast? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, angels would descend upon them. Those angels would say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْسَنُ, fear not nor grieve, fear not nor grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and receive the glad tidings of paradise. You have been promised of that. And those angels would say to those steadfast people, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, we are your friends, we are your helpers, we are your supporters in the life of this world and in the hereafter. So angels are the supporter and helper and friends of those people who are steadfast on their faith, on their belief. And not only in this world, fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah, and in hereafter as well. And they would say more, walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum, in this paradise for you, whatever your inner selves desire, whatever you desire, that will be provided to you. And then وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and whatever you ask for would be available for you as well. So these are the rewards, these are the rewards and glad tidings for those people who are steadfast. Indeed, those people who say our Lord is Allah alone, our Lord is Allah alone, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they stay steadfast, then they firm on that, then they remain steadfast on that. So then at the time of their death, and might be in this world, the angels would descend upon them and give them glad tidings, and they would tell them, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, we are your friends in the life of this world and in the hereafter. And then the other rewards which have been mentioned in this ayah. So these are the rewards of being steadfast. Then when we know the importance and the significance of being steadfast on faith and iman, so then What is the way of getting that steadfast? Because now we know the turmoil and disorder is everywhere. The people are getting deviant and misguided, and the means of misguidedness are everywhere, on media, in schools, in colleges, in many other places. So the people are, and shaitan and the supporters of shaitan are behind us to make us deviant, to misguide us. So now, what is the way to get that steadfastness, to attain that steadfastness. So there are some ways. If we adopt those ways, so inshallah, we will remain steadfast on our faith, on our iman. The first way is to attain the company of steadfast people who have already steadfastness on their faith, who are very strong in their faith, who are very firm in their faith. Getting the company of those people is very, very useful. It's very, very useful in this regard. And the importance of good company, the importance of pious company, so we know very well what is special with the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the best among the people. They are the best among this ummah. Why? What is the reason? The reason, because they was granted the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of that company, they remain and stayed steadfast on their faith. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned their reward and their exaltedness and their greatness in Quran. Muhammadur Rasulullah walladina ma'ahu. Muhammad, Prophet of Allah, Messenger of Allah. Walladina ma'ahu, and those who are with him, who are with the Holy Prophet. So that company elevated them. That company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam elevated Sahaba-i Kiram. Their status, their regard, their respect, their reverence. That company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam elevated the status, the ranks of Sahaba-i Kiram in this ummah. And then the reason of the strength of the iman of Sahaba-i Kiram was the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they used to sit in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they got the ziyarah and they listened the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So through that company, their iman became strong and stronger, and they got that strength from the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it shows company has its significance and importance. It has its usage and it has its benefits and advantages. Then the impact of company, so that is means obvious, and that is tried and tested, everyone knows. And there is hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the impacts of good and bad company. So hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, "Mathalul jalisi salih ka mathali sahibil misk, illam yusibka minhu shay'un asabaka min rihihi, wa mathalu jalisi sawi ka mathali sahibil kir, illam yusibka min sawadihi asabaka min dukhani." The likeness of a righteous companion is that of the one who sells musk. If you do not get anything from him, you will still smell its fragrance. And the likeness of an evil companion is that of the one who works the bellows. If you do not get any of his soot, you will still get some of his smoke. Hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the examples of two people and the examples of good company and the bad company. In the good company, we will get some goodness, and in the company of bad thing, we will get some evil thing, some bad impact from that bad thing. And we observed with our own eyes the impressions and the effects of good company and bad company. Those people who sit in the company of hardworking people and the intelligent people and the pious people, so they attain that hardworking and those good habits from them. And those people who sit in the company of drug addicted people, alcohol addicted people, so what do they attain from them? They attain the bad company, they attain that addiction, that bad habit, they attain from them. They become addicted, drug addicts, alcohol addicts, and they become one of them. They become like them. They become one of them after sitting in their company. Then those people who sit in the company of criminals, so they learn those crimes from them. And because of those apparent and obvious impacts, we try to keep our children, our beloveds away from the company of bad people. Why? Because company has its impact. it has its side effects, and if the company is good, so it has good effects. So that's why it is very important to get the company of pious people, the good company. Attaining good company is very important. If you want to become pious and the beloved people of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so then it is very, very necessary to get the company of pious people. As Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, we can gain that, we can attain that pious company, good company. And Alhamdulillah, we observe with our own eyes those people who sit in the company of Muballigin and the pious people, and who are used to coming in Ijtima, attending Ijtima. So Alhamdulillah, with the passage of time, very soon they become pious, they become prayer offering people, they get the knowledge of halal and haram, they try to do only halal and to abstain from haram. Why? Because of that company, because of knowledge, because of getting knowledge, and because of sitting in the company of pious people. So that's why sitting in the company is very important. So that is the first way, that is the first way to get steadfastness. Sitting in the company of steadfast people, those people who have strong belief in their hearts, sitting in the company of those people can make us and keep us steadfast on our faith. So because this matter is very, very important to keep ourselves steadfast on faith, so that's why getting the company of pious people is also very necessary. The second way of getting the company of getting that steadfastness is reading the biographies of pious people, as the biographies of Sahaba Ikram, as the biographies of other pious predecessors, Salaf Salihin, Awliya Ikram, and Tabi'in, and Aima Mujtahideen, and other pious predecessor. So reading the biographies of these pious people is also very, very effective. And this thing, this point could be derived from the Holy Quran as well. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, the stories of prophets from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and the other prophets and messengers of Allah, and then other pious people, and then the stories of the bad people, the non-believers, nations. Allah Azza wa Jal have mentioned their stories. So what is the reason? And particularly the stories, the biographies of prophets and their parables, why have those been mentioned in Quran? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that these are the wisdom behind that. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the whole Quran, وَكُلَّن نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Surah Hud, verse number 120. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, and all that we relate to you, O beloved Prophet, we relate to you of the news of the messengers is in order that we may make strong and firm your heart thereby. Allah Azza wa Jal is describing the wisdom, the reason of mentioning the stories of previous prophets. What is the wisdom? What is the wisdom in those? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, مَا نُثَبِّدُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. We will make strong and firm your heart by these stories. Because when we read the story of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when we read the efforts of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam for 950 years, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in his nation and he preached them and he kept on preaching them. But after all those efforts, what happens? Just 40 to maximum 70 people, they accepted Iman and they believed in Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam kept on his working. He kept doing his work of preaching the message of Allah, conveying the message of Allah. So when we read that story, and then when we read the greatness of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in the court of Allah, though only 40 to 70 people believed in him, and because of the efforts of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, just a few people accepted Iman. But even then, Allah Azza wa Jal elevated the rank of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in his court. So when we read that story and the greatness of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, so we realize, we get motivation as well. We get motivation and we get courage to convey the message, to preach the message of Allah, to preach the message of Islam to others, though other people are not accepting our message. But because we get motivation from the story of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, so then without any fear and fright and without being discouraged, we continue our preaching, we continue our conveying message to other people. Similarly, when we read the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, who was thrown into fire by the people of Namrud, and he had to migrate from his country to other country. When he had to leave his family in the desert of Arab, then the other stories of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he faced all these problems, and he fought with all these problems, and he proved himself steadfast in the court of Allah. So when we read that story, we get motivation, we get courage. Similarly, the story of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those people who stood against their kings, against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powerful people. So when they stood against them, and they conveyed the message of Allah, they preached them, though they were oppressed, and they were hurt, they were teased, but in spite of all these, they didn't leave preaching, they didn't leave conveying the message of Allah. So when we read those stories, so we get steadfastness in our heart. And that is the thing which Allah has mentioned in this ayah, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. And all that we relate to you of the news of the messengers, whatever we relate to you, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reason, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, in order that we may make strong and firm your heart thereby. So reading the biographies of pious predecessor, the biographies of the prophets of Allah, messengers of Allah, then the stories of Sahaba Ikram. So when we read their stories, the stories of Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Suhaib Rumi, and Hazrat Salman Farsi, and the other Sahaba Ikram. So when we read their biographies, and we read, they faced difficulties and problems in the path of Allah because of accepting Iman, because of accepting faith. They were punished, they were hurt, they were teased, they were humiliated, they were insulted, they were exiled from their homelands. But they didn't leave faith, they didn't leave the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we read those stories, we get steadfast in our heart that on no cost we leave our Iman. Means we will never leave our faith. We will never leave our faith. So that is the benefit of reading the stories of pious predecessors, and particularly Sahaba Ikram. Then the third way of getting steadfastness is praying in the court of Allah, to supplicate in the court of Allah, to attain steadfastness, to remain steadfast on our Iman. That is also very important. As in every prayer, we supplicate in the court of Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So what is that? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. In every prayer, in every rak'ah, we recite and we supplicate in the court of Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, keep us on the right path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those upon whom you have showered your favors. So we supplicate in the court of Allah daily, many times in every rak'ah of prayer, to get that steadfast. So praying in the court of Allah, supplicating in the court of Allah for attaining steadfastness, for getting steadfastness, is also very important way to get steadfastness. And there is a particular ayah in the Holy Quran which is a kind of supplication. In Surah Ali Imran, verse number 8, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after you have guided us, and grant us mercy from you. Truly, you are the bestower. So, particularly the first part of this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُسِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after you have guided us. So supplicating in this way is also a good means to attain steadfastness. Then the fourth and other very important way to get steadfast, to remain steadfast, is to abstain from the company of bad people, to abstain from the company of those people who can deviate us, who can make us deviate, who can misguide us, who can, ma'adallah, cut our beliefs. To abstain from the company of these people is very, very important and very, very necessary. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has particularly commanded us to abstain the company of these people. As in Surah Al-Fatiha, when we invoke and we supplicate, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, keep us on the right path, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those to whom you have favored. And along with that, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, and not the path of those people who have earned your wrath, and the misguided one, the deviant people. O Allah, keep us away from the path of those people who have earned your wrath, and who are misguided and deviant people. So keep us away from the path of these people. So what is the wisdom behind these particular words? When we have supplicated, O Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, keep us on the right path, that should be enough. And that is enough as well. That is enough. There is no doubt in that. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah, keep us on the right path. But how can we remain steadfast on the straight path, on the right path? Allah Azza wa Jal particularly mentioned the path of right people and the path of wrong people, so that we can keep us on the path of those guided people, and we can keep us away from the path of misguided people. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim, say these words as well, the path of those people whom you have favored. غَيْنِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالَضَّالِينَ, not the path of those people who have earned your wrath and who are deviant, misguided. So, means keeping us away from the path of misguided people, from misguided people. If we keep us away from the misguided people, so we can get that steadfastness on the straight path. That is the wisdom behind these words. Then, there are many other ayah as well. In one ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, and incline not towards those who do wrong, lest the fire should touch you. And incline not toward those who do wrong, lest the fire should touch you. What is that? Just inclining towards the wrong people is not allowed. And Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden from that. To incline towards wrong people, Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden us from that. What about the sitting in the company of those people? And in the other ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, and if shaitan causes you to forget, then after the remembrance, sit not you in the company of those people who are wrongdoers. If shaitan causes you to forget, so because of forgetfulness, you sit in the company of bad people, in the company of deviant people, in the company of those people who ma'adallah make fun of the verses of Allah, who are against religion, in whose heart there is disbelief and misguidedness. So if you sit in the company of those people because of forgetfulness, so when you remember, where have you sit? I must sit in the company of these people. So when you remember, so immediately keep yourself away from them. Keep yourself away from them. Stay away from them. Never sit in the company of those people. So that is the commandment of Allah. That is the commandment of Allah. So it happens many times around us that now, because people have their own opinion, they listen here, there, they listen to the deviant people, they listen sometimes to atheist people, they listen sometimes to other people on the name of research, on the name of liberty, on these good names. So they sit in the company of bad people and they listen to their words. And they say, we will never be affected. We will never be affected because our belief is very strong. It can't be affected because of the speeches of these people, because of the reading the books of these people. It will never be affected. But the time passes and then we see the result. What happens? Those people who are very strong in their faith and belief, so after reading the books of those people, after sitting in the company of those people, so they lose their faith, they lose their iman, and then they become like them. It happens, and we observe with our own eyes. So that's why it is very important to abstain from the company of deviant people as well. Otherwise, our iman is very precious. It depends upon our mentality regarding our faith. How important and precious is that in our mind? If that is very, very precious, so then we will try to protect that. We will try to safeguard that. And if that doesn't have any big importance, so then we can sit in the company of many people. But iman is very, very precious. That is the means of salvation on the day of judgment in the court of Allah. So that's why it is very important to safeguard our iman. And there is hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned before the day of judgment when the Dajjal would appear. So that time some people would say, we will go to see the Dajjal and we will see what he does. What he does, we will see. And we are very strong in our belief, so we will never be affected. Our iman will never be affected. When they will go to see the Dajjal, and when they see the face of the Dajjal and his apparent deceiving miracles of Shaitan, so then what will happen? They will believe in the Dajjal and they will leave their faith. It will happen. They will go there only to see the Dajjal, to see his feet, but they will leave their faith and iman. So, and it happens sometimes the people go to someone that we are going there only to listen to that person, what he says. Just we have to listen to that person, what he says. But when they go there, so then what happens? After a few speeches, so then they become very weak in their iman, and then the time comes when they lose their iman. And our past predecessors, because they knew the importance of their iman, they knew that what is the importance of iman. Iman is everything for them. Iman is the means of salvation for them. So that's why they remain away from misguided people. Even those were the leaders of Muslimin, those were the leaders of believers. But even then, they kept their iman safe from these people. As there is a story of Imam Ibn Sini Rahmatullah Alayh, he is a very big scholar. Imam Ibn Sini Rahmatullah Alayh, he is a good scholar in tafsir, in hadith, and particularly in interpretation of dreams. He is a very famous name. His name is very famous, the interpretation of dreams. So for that, the name of Hadrat Imam Ibn Sini Rahmatullah Alayh is very famous. So once two people came to him and they asked, "O Imam Ibn Sini, we have to recite one ayah in front of you." Imam Ibn Sini Rahmatullah Alayh answered, "I will never listen any ayah from you." Then they said, "Okay, we have to read one hadith in front of you." Imam Ibn Sini Rahmatullah Alayh replied, "I will never listen any hadith from you." Those people sat for a while and then they went back. The people around Ibn Sini Rahmatullah Alayh, they asked, "Hazrat, what have you done?" They were requesting to recite the ayah of the Quran and read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you didn't give him permission to recite the ayah of Quran and to read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What have you done? Imam Ibn Sini Rahmatullah Alayh answered, "They were deviant people. They were deviant people. They have their own opinions in the verses of Quran and in the beliefs of Islam. So I was afraid that they would recite the verses of Quran and then they interpreted those ayah according to their beliefs and they can affect my belief and my iman. That's why I didn't give permission to recite the verses of Quran in front of me." So what was that? That was his action to safeguard his iman as well, but that was for our teaching as well. Because he was imam. He was a great imam of Muslims. He could protect his iman. But to teach us that listening to these people is very dangerous. They can deviate you. They can misguide you. They can change your belief. So that's why keep away from the company of these people. And that is the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Iyyakum wa iyyahum. La yudillunakum wa la yuftinunakum. Keep yourselves away from the deviant people. Wa iyyahum, and keep them away from yourselves. Keep yourselves away from them, from the deviant people, and keep deviant people away from yourselves. La yudillunakum wa la yuftinunakum. They must not misguide you, and they must not put you in trouble, in fitna, in turmoil. So that is the saying of the most well-wisher. Well-wisher means the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is our well-wisher, and he has told us that the way of protecting of your iman is to keep away from the company of deviant people. Otherwise, they may misguide you and they may put you into trouble and into turmoil and into fitna. Definitely, we want to keep our iman safe, and we want to protect our iman, and we want to get steadfast and on our faith and iman. So then for that, it is very important to abstain from the company of deviant people. So these are four ways to get steadfastness: sitting in the company of pious people, then reading the biographies of pious predecessors, then supplicating in the court of Allah, and then being away from the company of deviant and wrongdoing people. So then inshallah we can attain that steadfastness which have been mentioned in this hadith. May Allah grant us steadfastness on our faith. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
In the light of hadith, in the light